Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of my podcast. You are listening Sustainable Environment. Today we are going to discuss about travel and tourism and effects on environment. All the information given in this podcast are taken from different articles. What is tourism? Tourism is travel for pleasure or business. Also, the theory of practicing touring, the business of attracting, accommodating, and entertaining tourists, and the business of operating tours. Tourism can be domestic or international. The quality of environment, both natural and man-made, is essential to tourism. However, tourism relationship with the environment is complex, and many activities can have adverse environmental effects if careful tourism planning and management is not undertaken, right? Many of the negative environmental impacts that results from tourism are linked with the construction of general infrastructure such as road and airports and of tourism facilities including resorts, hotels, restaurants, shops, golf courses, and marinas. The negative impact of tourism development can gradually destroy the environmental resources on which it depends. But it's not all negative. Tourism has the potential to create beneficial effects on environment by contributing to environmental protection and conservation. It is a way to raise awareness of environmental values. It can serve as a tool to finance protection of natural areas and increase their economic importance. First, let us look at the negative effects or negative impact of tourism on the environment. Negative environmental impact of tourism occurs when the level of visitor use is greater than the environmental ability to cope up with the use. Uncontrolled conventional tourism poses potential threats to many natural areas around the world. It can put enormous pressure on the area and lead to impacts such as soil erosion, increased pollution, discharge into sea, natural habitat loss, increased pressure on endangered species, and heightened vulnerability to forest fires. It often puts a strain on water resources, and it can force local population to compete for the use of critical resources. Now let us see each of this negative environmental impact of tourism in detail. The first one is depletion of natural resources. Tourism development can put pressure on natural resources when it increases consumption in areas where resources are already scarce. Some of the most common noted examples include using up water resources, land degradation, and the depletion of the local resources. The tourism industry generally overuses water resources for hotels, swimming pools, golf courses, and personal use of water by the tourist. This can result in water shortage and degradation of water supplies, as well as generating a greater volume of wastewater. In dry regions like the Mediterranean, the issue of water scarcity is of a particular concern. Because of the hot climate and the tendency for tourists to consume more water when on holiday than they are at home, the amount used can run up to 440 liters a day. That's a huge amount, right? Now you might have remembering that how much water you are wasting when you are going on holiday trips, right? Yeah, that is true. A sad truth. Golf courses require an enormous amount of water every day, and this can result in water scarcity, right? Furthermore, golf resorts are more and more often situated near protected areas or areas where resources are limited, exacerbating their impacts. An average golf course in a tropical country such as Thailand needs 1,500 kg of chemical fertilizers, pesticides and herbicides per year and uses as much water as 60,000 rural villages. The next concern is local resources. Tourism can create great pressure on local resources like energy, food and other raw materials that may already be in short supply. Greater extraction and transport of these resources exacerbate the physical impacts associated with their exploitation. Because of the seasonal character of the industry, many destinations have 10 times more inhabitants in the high season as in the low season. A high demand is placed upon these resources to meet high expectations tourists often have. This can put significant pressure on the local resources and infrastructure, often resulting in the local people going without in order to feed the tourism industry. Land degradation is also a great concern. Important land resources includes fertile soil, forest, wetland and wildlife. Unfortunately, tourism often contributes to the degradation of said resources. Increased construction of tourism facilities has increased the pressure on these resources on the landscapes. Animals are often displaced when their homes are destroyed or when they are disturbed by noise. This may result in increased animal death, for example, roadkill deaths, right? It may also contribute to change in behavior also. Animals may become nuisance by entering areas that they wouldn't or they shouldn't usually go into such a people's homes. It may also contribute towards aggressive behavior when animals try to protect their young or salvage for food that has become scarce as a result of tourism development. The landscapes are often destroyed by tourism. While many destinations nowadays have limits and restrictions on what development can occur in what style, many do not impose any such rules. High-rise hotels and buildings which are not in character with the surroundings, architecture or landscape contribute to lack of aesthetic appeal. Forest often suffers negative impact of tourism in the form of deforestation caused by the fuel food collection and land clearing. For example, one trekking tourist in Nepal can use 4 to 5 kilograms of wood a day. So this is high time to think it over, right? There are also many cases of erosion whereby tourists may trek the same path or sky the same slope so frequently that it erodes the natural landscape. Sites such as Machu Picchu have been forced to introduce restrictions on tourist number to limit the damage caused. The pollution, which is again the great concern. Tourism can cause the same forms of pollution as any other industry. Air emissions, noise pollution, solid waste and littering, sewage, oil and chemicals. The tourism industry also contributes to form of architectural or visual pollution. Transport by air, road and rail is continuously increasing in response to the rising number of tourists and their greater mobility. In fact, tourism accounts for more than 60% of all air travel. One study estimated that a single transatlantic return flight emits almost half the carbon dioxide emission produced by all other sources consumed by an average person yearly. That's pretty shocking, right? Anyway, air pollution from tourist transportation has impact on global level, especially from carbon dioxide emission related to the transportation energy use. This can contribute to severe local air pollution. It also contributes towards climate change. Fortunately, technological advancements in aviation are seeing more environmentally friendly aircraft and fuel being used worldwide. Although the problem is far from being cured, if you really want to help save the environment, the answer is to seek alternative method of transportation and avoid flying. Noise pollution can also be a concern. Noise pollution from aircraft, cars, buses can cause annoyance, stress, and even hearing loss for humans. It also causes distress to wildlife and can cause animals to alter their natural activity pattern. In areas with high concentrations of tourist activity and high appealing natural attractions, waste disposal is a serious problem, contributing significantly to the environmental impact of tourism. How? Improper waste disposal can be a major despoiler of the natural environment. Rivers, scenic areas and roadsiders are areas that are commonly found littered with waste ranging from plastic bottle to sewage. Cruise tourism is an example and a major contributor to the negative environmental impact of tourism. Cruise ships are estimated to produce more than 70,000 tons of waste each year. Well, we never thought about that, right? Every weekend, every holiday, especially in UAE, we love to go to cruise, right? It is an unwritten rule that you do not throw waste into the sea. This is difficult to enforce in the open ocean. In the past, cruise ships would simply dump their waste while out of sea. Nowadays, fortunately, this is less. However, I'm sure that there are still exceptions. Solid waste or littering can degrade the physical appearance of the water and shoreline and cause the death of marine animals. But often mistake floating plastic for fish and eat it. They cannot digest the plastic, so once their stomach become full, they starve to death. This is all but one sad example of the environmental impact of tourism. Mountain area also commonly suffer at the hands of the tourism industry. In mountain regions, trucking tourists generate a great deal of waste. Tourists on expedition frequently leave behind their rubbish oxygen cylinders and even camping equipments. The construction of hotels, recreation and other facilities often leads to increase the sewage pollution. Unfortunately, many destinations, particularly in the developing world, do not have strict low enrichments on sewage disposal. As a result, wastewater has polluted seas and lakes surrounding tourist attractions around the world. This damages the flora and fauna in the area that can cause serious damage to the coral reefs. Sewage pollution threatens the health of humans and animals too. The development of tourism facilities can involve sand mining, beach and sand dune erosion, and loss of wildlife habitats. The tourist often will not see the side effects of tourism development. Of course, we never do, right? But they can have devastating consequences for the surrounding environment. Animals may displace from their habitat, and the noise from construction may upset them. But there are positive environmental impacts of tourism too. Environmental tourism is one of the main reasons the travelers fly around the world, right? In order to prevent the harming the local ecology, to ensure the preservation of the land, governments are often pushed to enforce laws and regulations that promote sustainable tourism. That is how we stop the bad effects. This can be anything from allowing only a certain number of visitors to access the site of interest per day or per week or per year, to improving infrastructure such as a building, washroom or garbage disposals, not allowing visitors to get too close to the protected landmark, working with local communities to discuss environmentally friendly tourism practices, and limit the access to overcrowded or naturally rich areas. It is very important to remember that unsustainable tourism and even sustainable tourism to an extent has direct impact on flora and fauna, air quality and water quality. Tourism has the potential to create beneficial effect on environment by contributing to environmental protection and conservation. It is a way to raise awareness of environmental values. It can serve as a tool to finance protection of natural areas and increasing their economic importance. Tourism is one of the most important industries and has developed always. For example, South Africa is visited by more people which are interested in exploring new destination and culture as distant. Therefore, areas having special natural resources attract more visitors, especially if they offer the opportunity to know very well about the nature. The result increasingly on job, economy and foreign currency for those conventional tourists who visit for the purpose of nature. The preservation of the environment takes many forms to reduce the negative impact of tourism. Costa Rica, for example, is a worldwide leader in preservation effort and ecotourism. Necessary as this tiny Central American country is home to 5% of the world's non-biodiversity, and cloud forest covered 50% of the land. Here, they have built boardwalks throughout many of the country's natural parks like Manuel Antonio to offer the tourist controlled access to natural wonders. This both generates an income for the area and protects much of the plants and wildlife from free roaming tourists. A new trend in preservation effort is to limit the number of visitors to a site. Machu Picchu in Peru, for example, has set the daily tourist quota at 2,500 in order to prevent the damage and overcrowding. The rules were not always strictly enforced, but the government has since created a new policy where visitors can choose from one or two time slots, morning or afternoon, to prevent the people from staying all day. Intercities have taken similar stances. Italy has just announced that it will limit the number of annual visitors to Clinquaterra and the other places also. This is a common throughout Africa, where reserves protect much of the continent's endangered wildlife. In Botswana, the government has kept visitor number lower than what they can handle in order to manage the environment, much of which the protected in natural reserves. By establishing wildlife preserves, species will be protected from hunting and from unfriendly tourism practices. In many instances where reserves has been established, endangered species have begun to thrive again in the natural habitats. In Vietnam, visitors can enter vast and famous Phong Nha cave, but they must stick to the well-built walk path and refrain from physically touching anything in the cave. In 2017, this ecologically rich country generated renewable energy for 300 days, mostly from hydropower. It plans to get all the electricity from renewable energy within the next few years. Tourism helped to support economy enough to execute this renewable energy initiatives. A little goes a long way in the environmental tourism industry. Ultimately, the necessary act of protecting biologically rich area can have numerous lasting positive effects. A trail may be built throughout the forest to allow the tourists to visit the area, which will bring an income in the variety of ways. Labors needed to be hired to build trail infrastructure, waste disposal and waste management facilities, and other infrastructure. Guides may be hired to offer tourists to protect the area, teaching about the local flora and fauna and rising environmental awareness. Workers will be hired for the upkeep of trails. Transportation, accommodation and restaurant infrastructure may be created nearby. The list goes on. Every extra day a tourist spends in a host country can directly translate into jobs and growth, and we can use it for the environmental protection also. So let's work for that. Thank you.